From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Congress's latest attempt to outlaw child pornography, especially on the Internet. The court gave its okay to a provision that makes it a crime to promote or pander either real or fake child pornography. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg explains.
The last time Congress tried to outlaw child pornography, the Supreme Court struck down the law because it was so overbroad. The court said it could have banned Romeo and Juliet as a portrayal of sexual conduct between teenagers. When Congress tried again, it went after not just possession of child pornography, but the way it's promoted on the Internet. That provision made it a crime to present or promote material that either is a portrayal of actual children engaged in sexually explicit conduct or purports to be such material. In other words, you face a minimum 5-year prison term if you promote real or fake virtual image kiddie porn as the real deal. An appeals court in Atlanta struck the law down because the court said the statute could be used to punish promotions for mainstream movies like Lolita, and that it could be applied to someone who's promoting fake virtual kiddie porn or someone who's just bragging. The lower court also said the law improperly applied to non-commercial transactions. But today the Supreme Court upheld the law, and the 7-justice majority included both conservatives and liberals, with only Justices Souter and Ginsburg dissenting. Writing for the majority, Justice Antonin Scalia said the law is a carefully crafted effort to deal with child pornography on the net without harming citizens' First Amendment rights. Scalia said a person who knowingly solicits or advertises kiddie porn, whether for money or not, is a legitimate target because he's engaging in conduct not protected by the First Amendment. After all, pedophiles may exchange material without seeking money. Indeed, the defendant in this case offered pictures of men molesting his 4-year-old daughter. Justice Scalia said it doesn't matter whether or not there was a profit motive, and it doesn't matter whether or not a defendant actually has the material he's offering. The mere act of pandering can be criminalized, just as a fraudulent sales pitch can be criminalized. What's key is that the pandering promotes the material as portraying real children, whether or not, in fact, it does that. As to the fears that movie producers could end up being prosecuted, Scalia said that promotions for R and X-rated movies would not be covered by the law, since the average person understands that sex scenes in movies either use non-child actors or that the conduct is simulated, not real. That didn't allay the fears of Michael Bamberger, who represents a coalition of mainstream publishing organizations.
It really creates enormous problems potentially in the future for other speech which is unpopular.
Robin Whitehead of Morality and Media agrees that movie promoters may have to watch their P's and Q's.
If you're going to be advertising a movie that is going to be an R-rated or an X-rated movie, you might think twice on what your promotion is going to be.
But Melissa Meister, who represents the National Coalition Against Censorship, sees today's opinion as narrowing the reach of the law.
So I would hope that prosecutors across the country look at this opinion, see how narrow it interprets the statute and act accordingly, and only going after people who seem to be trading in actual child pornography, which is what we really want to get rid of here.
Even with that narrowing, said conservative advocate Jay Sekulow, today's ruling still gives a big boost to federal prosecutors.
What this decision overwhelmingly gives to the Department of Justice today is the ability to go after this online pandering and swapping of child online pornography.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.